for a cure.
Okay.
Good afternoon, parties. This is Angela, the assistant speaking. It appears that we have some parties present and a few that still have yet to join us. The time is 2:01 p.m. The pre-hearing conference is starting. The recording will begin and will be on the record thereafter. Thank you.
Recording in progress.
This meeting is being recorded.
Pre-hearing conference to address scheduling and procedural matters for consolidated cases of NCD 23002, 006, and 008. Date is June 25, 2023. If I could please have the party representatives who are present, please state your name and spell it for the record. I'm going to work since I don't know you all yet by name. I need to work by case number. Again, the case numbers are SDD 23002, SDD 23006, and SDD 23008. If you can please identify yourself by your case number, I'll start with the appellant for SDD 23002. Is the representative?
Donald Brubeck, B-R-U-B-E-C-K.
Okay, very good. And for case number SDD 23006, will the representative please state their name and spell it for the record?
I'm not sure what number I am. I'm trying to look through my paperwork here.
All right. I'll ask the legal assistant to please identify the appellants by name. Will the legal assistant please identify the appellant for SDP 23006 and SDP 23008 by case number?
Okay. Okay. 006 is Marianne Wood. SDG 23006 is appellant Marianne Wood.
Okay, that's me. My name is Marianne Wood, and my last name is spelled W-O-O-D. First name Marianne, M-A-R-Y-A-N-N-E.
And the appellant for SDD 23008.
The appellant for SDD 23008 is Kathleen Oss. She is not quite in the call yet. I'm attempting to let her in. She's in the waiting room. She's joining now. Says that she's joining.
Okay. Let me know when she's joined. I can't see from my end.
I will do so.
In the meantime, if the representative for respondent could please state your name.
Good afternoon, Mr. Examiner. Katie Kindle on behalf of Seattle School District, K-A-T-I-E, K-E-N-D-A-L-L. With me is my colleague Isaac Patterson.
Very good. And for the sitting.
Hello, my name is Holly Goddard, H-O-L-L-Y, G-O-D-A-R-D-D, for the City of Seattle.
Do we have the appellant for 23008 on yet?
We do not. She is still joining.
All right. I'll ask everyone to hold until she joins. If you are not a representative, you can turn your camera and microphone off.
Only
the representatives will work. Ms. Kendall, you
yes, sorry. A little bit of delay. I believe there were two other than 008, there were two other appeals and two appellants that are here as well. I think 003 and 4.
All right, those are not noted on my calendar. And I don't have that information in front of me, so Ms. Kendall, if you can assist me, were those part of the consolidated order?
Yes, I believe the consolidation was 002 through 006 and 008. There was an intervening appeal of a different project that was 007.
All right, I'm going to ask the legal assistant to identify by name since there's some confusion by the appellants as to their case numbers. We have two case numbers. Please identify the representatives for the two case numbers that I will list now. SDD 23003 and SDD 23004. Please list both appellant representatives so they can state their name for the record.
SDD 23003 is Jacqueline Sikzoy. And
for 004.
004 is Shauna Causey.
Do we have those appellant representatives present?
Yes, we do.
Okay, same routine, folks. Just state your name and spell it for the record.
Which one are you looking for now?
Both of you need to go. Both of you need to go. How about now that you have your case numbers, SDD 23003, I don't know you all by name, so I'm just going by case number.
I think I'm number 003. My name is Jacqueline Sixler. My last name is spelled S as in Sam, C as in Zebra, I, A like Kitchen, S like Sam, Z like Zebra, O, Y like Yellow.
Hello, I'm Shauna. It's S-A-K-U-N-A, and the last name is C-A-U-S-E-Y.
All right. Then, and you're in the same room with each other, you may need to go to a different spot, but the microphones don't overlap. And there is some feedback. Please, everyone, make a note of your case number now, because I may refer to it again in the future, and you'll be receiving correspondence throughout the case based on that case number.
I do apologize. There is one new appellant assistant in the appeals of 005. It's Alyssa K. Sparks. I do not see her name here, but she is the appellant of SPD 005.
All right. Do we have the appellant for 23008 on yet?
Yes, sir, we do. Kathleen Offs.
Ms. Offs, please state your name and spell it for the record.
Kathleen Offs, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, last name Offs, O-S-S, Oscar Susie Susie.
Thank you. Legal assistant, can you please restate the name for the appellant for SDD 23005?
005, SDD 23005 is Alyssa K. Sparks, S-P-A-R-K-S. I do not show them online.
All right, is Melissa Sparks or Alyssa Sparks present or otherwise represented at this pre-hearing conference? All right. Legal assistant question for you. Was she included in the notice for the pre-hearing conference?
Yes, she was.
Very good. All right. Everyone's in attendance that can make it, it seems like. I think purpose of the pre-hearing conference is to address scheduling and procedural matters. I will ask first, before we get started, have the parties had an opportunity to be in touch with each other concerning settlement or mediation concerning the dispute?
Mr. Examiner, we have not.
Okay, then, if the parties choose to take advantage of it, you know, I encourage you to be in discussion with each other. Any one of the representatives on here can pick up the phone and address their concerns and attempt to settle this matter either entirely or specific issues with each other. It can be a very effective way to address what you need. My rulings will be up or down on the legal issues, and that's it. If you are seeking something else as a result of your appeal or in response to the appeals, the best way to get that can be in communication with each other by private agreement. If that effort seems like it could bear fruit, that you need assistance in conducting such conversations, mediation can be an effective means for bringing you to an opportunity for resolution. And this can be either specific issues of your case or the case entirely. If you need a coordinated facilitator or a certified facilitator, the King County Interlocal Conflict Resolution Group has a working relationship with the Office of Hearing Examiner. Any party can contact us and say yes, like to try mediation, try to resolve this matter. I think we need someone to help facilitate that. So we want to do it by mediation. You simply contact my legal assistant, let them know that you're interested. That message gets conveyed to me. I contact the King County and local, and they reach out to the parties to bring, see if they're interested and to bring them together to seek resolution. It's not a process that I or my office oversees, but it is a no-cost opportunity to you all that you may consider pursuing. If at some point you believe you may wish to consider it, the only thing that I'll touch on that further for today is whether you feel like you need time to do that. And today is mostly about calendaring. So you may wish to mention it to me, hey, I think we need time to reach resolution, Mr. Examiner. And the proposed calendar as we get into that may not open on that. With that, let's move on to some other items that we need to touch on in preparation for the hearing. I will be touching base on the following items. Whether any party intends to bring a pre-hearing motion, and we will schedule a calendar for when parties may file those and when responses are due, etc. We will then discuss dates for hearing and dates for deadlines for filing of exhibits and witness and exhibit lists. Are there any other procedural items related to this hearing that any other party needs to address as part of the pre-hearing conference? All right. Hearing none, let's move on to the calendar.
Hearing examiner, I am having a hard time hearing you. I can hear everybody else, but you're breaking up quite a bit for me.
Okay.
Me too.
The only thing I can do is I suggest everyone stay on the line. I will stop my connection and re-sign in and hope that the reconnection is better. We'll go from there.
Recording stopped.